producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This week, how's my class, Jennifer?
Not so bad, Dougie.
I think I've got it, haven't I?
This is the
good day, bro. I'm pretty close. Anyway, that's the voice of Kenny Kessler, who's monitoring Facebook.com/good day and Twitter. I haven't even asked you what the big deal is today. Don't tell me it's
What's
Donald
big
Trump.
Deal? What's the big deal, Kenny?
What is
Jennifer and I want to know what the big deal is.
Well, we've posted. Actually, this is a big deal. Right at the top of our Facebook page right now is a link to the GoFundMe page for Eastley Farm.
Ah, big comments there. Yes, once again, another attempt to help along what I'm trying to do on the farm. In spite of this is a whole. If I were doing a local radio program, like I became known in my community for being on the radio station here for 13 years. Back in the 70s, and so there are still some people when they see me, because I'm a member of town meeting, and I'm locally known for owning the farms, not for being a radio guy. People, and I'm just soon, I like it that way. I don't want to have people, I mean, every once in a while, somebody on town meeting floor will say, hey, I listened to your radio program yesterday morning. It was pretty interesting listening to those women give you a hard time. Excuse me, I get that from time to time.
Yeah, yeah.
But normally, I'm known as the farmer, and I have these 145 acres here in this town that I'm trying to save, and it's not an easy thing to do because there's a lot of pressure. Yesterday, a developer went down to the town hall and went through a lot of the records and talked to the people there about what he could do to develop the farm, and I don't want the farm developed. I'm trying to do what I can to save it, and it requires some funding, and plus the fact that as I'm optimistic about saving the farm, I'm trying to work out a plan and get some ducks in order for us to have a sanctuary for what I've referred to
for
sort
duck.
Of uniquely, is canine, equine, and bovine, the cows, the horses, and the dogs that are in need. I have three barns on the farm, and one for each one would be appropriate. So I sort of started that routine, and so we've connected it to the Facebook page at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/today. What other issues, though, do we have, Kenny? Is Donald Trump still trumping everybody else? The latest thing with him, I don't even begin to understand this, by the way, and I think I'm disappointed in him with the attacks on Carson. I think that stuff is just unnecessary. And I wonder if there's not somebody says there's a screw loose. I don't know if I'd put it that way, but there's something in his personality that makes him feel like he has to be on the attack when he's very much in control. And I don't think he needs that. Does he need that stuff to maintain his position? Or is just his position on the issues enough for him to maintain his lead? Which is it? Which do we think? Because we are, Kenny's not a supporter of Trump, but I think Jennifer and I are. I am reluctant about it sometimes because of things like this. I think he's right on the issues, even though he doesn't really have any backup. He's speaking, he's got the right lingo.
Yeah,
well,
he's talking about the issue. I mean,
yeah, but
really
what about
kind of,
Carson? Why does he have to say what he did?
Well, why does he say everything about anybody?
That's the question.
Because it gets people talking about it, and the guy's only had to spend $2 million of his own money because everybody is just talking about him because he's interesting to talk about.
No, but
it might be. There's a new poll out there that I just discovered from YouGov that says 49% of GOP voters think that he's best suited to handle immigration.
I think he's going to win.
It's a huge number.
I think he's going to win. Kenny, would you? You start to say?
Well, I can't help but, I mean, of Trump's.
Try to say that again because you just had a little frizzle in your frazzle there.
No, I'm not a supporter anyway of Trump's. We know that.
We know that.
But before he launched into this, tirade about Carson, the book list came out, and Carson's book is beating him. It seems like a silly, petty thing, but that's what a lot of what he had to say was about. He was chastising people in Iowa and people in America that could believe. He said, "Who can believe this crap? If you're buying his book, if you're reading it, and you believe it, you're an idiot."
And just love him.
Oh my gosh!
But
okay.
Yet he's still winning. You know?
So on top of that, I didn't even realize this until earlier today. I had no idea that there was all this stuff going on around Hillary and whether she wears a wig or not. So this is the latest thing. I've even heard talk radio people bring hairstylists onto their program because the Drudge Report a couple of days ago suggested that Hillary is wearing a wig.
I actually got mad. You know.
Oh, so that makes you mad.
Okay, I do a local show in addition to this one in Southern California, and my co-host yesterday brought up, Hillary's wearing a wig. And you know what? This story
He's an old crumb.
He's not that old. He's younger than you by 10, 12, 13 years.
Really? He just looks old and sounds old.
Watch it there, buddy.
Yeah.
But no, this is what gets me. Hillary has done so many bad things. Why are we focusing on her wig? This drives me nuts. This is such a distraction. We should be talking about the legitimate stuff that is going on with her and not worrying about whether or not she wears a wig. And then all of a sudden I felt like an old curmudgeon for getting mad at him because he's like, yeah, she wears a wig. And I know he thinks I'm going to start laughing. No. It's just... Ugh.
So did he really get the fact that you were ticked off?
Yeah, I was really ticked off.
Don is his name, right?
The co-host. Sorry.
See, he's nowhere near the co-host that you have. Here I am. We're all. We have charm and personality, good looks.
But I think it shocked him because, you know, I'm very lighthearted, but this kind of stuff really annoys me.
Well,
because as a woman, first of all,
it's pretty sexist.
As a woman.
Especially coming from Trump with all the conversation about his hair, why are you even saying
anything?
Give
me a break.
Yeah.
And you have so many things that you could talk about, Hillary. The emails. Thank God. I mean, there's just a million things you could talk about.
But everybody's tired because there's nothing that came out of all of that.
Oh, not necessarily. The FBI just amped up their investigation on her yesterday.
There's nothing there.
Oh, they're going after her for the Espionage Act.
Maybe.
They're saying that she lied under oath to delay an investigation.
I'm telling you, it is never going to go anywhere.
Well,
it doesn't make
any
difference. Maybe like a lot of hoopla, but it isn't going to go anywhere. And will it be? Do you want to start speculating now about what the race would be between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump? What's that looking like
to
you in the back of your mind?
You could sell tickets on
because they're friends. Yeah, that's the thing. These people going against each other that are all friends. Now, I don't know really whether Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz are friends and whether Rand Paul is a friend. But that club is very tight. The senatorial club is tight.
I think
tight,
that Trump
tight,
and Cruz tight. Are friends.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Why?
And I think that Trump and Carson are actually
I think
friends,
they are, too. I do. I think that, too. I think that Trump and Bush, but I think Bush has been pushed aside now, so that he's kind of like just a fly on the back of an elephant's butt. Nobody paid any attention to him, so we have to go after. And that reminds me also, there's so many things in this race that are reminiscent of something. And the only thing I'm reminded of right now, which makes me want to go to a commercial, is the email. Was it yesterday or the day before, Kenny? I thought this was a non-political show, and all you do is talk about politics.
With somebody on Twitter.
Yeah, okay.
I will tell you, though, before we wrap our discussion on politics, that I did the research, and if you want to watch the debate on Saturday, there's a Democratic debate. It's on CBS TV and on their streaming network.
Most of the research I've done this week has been about Sekhmet. That's how I pronounce. I got the name right now. That's the most research
you've done. It took you one sentence. Who is that goddess again, Mayor?
Sekhmet. No, I didn't. But I didn't because she said she liked her best, so I wanted to find out why she liked her. And now I understand why she does. But it's for those of you doing research at home, Sekhmet or Sekhmet. Find out about this Egyptian goddess. All right, you're all set. And we could have, let's see, if we change Jennifer's name to Jenmet. She could be our goddess here.
And then I could play for the Mets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they might. I think it would. By the way, isn't it time? This is from out of left field completely. Isn't it really time that there is a woman who gets into professional baseball and is, let's say, a shortstop. There's got to be some woman.
Why's she got to be shortstop?
Well, you know, I mean, maybe second base or...
Well done. Left,
you
know.
You spoiled my whole thing there. I was trying to make a point. And as usual, I've been cut off at the knees, ladies and gentlemen. You see what I have to put up with? All right, let's see if we can do your hair. Seems to me the hair is on everybody's mind today, so let's talk about Provia. Maybe Hillary needs some Provia. Maybe she's losing her hair. Maybe that's why she's wearing a wig. She needs Provia. Provia is the item that is most sought after by people who listen to me talking about products that are good for their self-image. Provia is an easy, very easy to use serum, clinical grade botanical extracts that have come about to help your hair from looking its worst. Now you want your hair to look its best, right? Going into the holidays, there are people from all over this country who have said great things. Gary in Florida doesn't believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place is a part of aging gracefully. He said that he tried Provia after listening to me talk about it. Works miracles. I've seen an incredible change. Now I don't have to worry about the hair implants that I was thinking. He went to a consultant and we're going to get hair implants. Don't have to do that. Just cleanse your scalp and let your natural hair grow through again through the pores on your scalp. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia today and receive the brand new Provia Super Concentrate for faster, more noticeable results. So you pay for one, you get two. Two bottles of Provia to have it work twice as fast. 800-525-8319. It has a volumizer, too, to make your hair that you have look thicker. So get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319.
Get your money card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
This is Jane Applegate with a staple small business tip. Digital printing makes glossy postcards or even two-sided business cards affordable. You'll also save by printing more at once instead of repeat orders. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday with new doorbuster deals in every department each and every day. Guitars, drums, mics, keys, accessories, and more. From now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring gear from top brands like JBL, Schecter, Shure, AKG, Sabian, Pearl, GoPro, and more at savings of up to 30% off. Prices so low, we can't advertise them. Discover limited-time savings during Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday with four new doorbuster deals revealed every day and good only while supplies last. So check back daily, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday. This Saturday, hurry in and get early bird savings till 1 p.m. Like 10 to 50% off, plus an extra 20% off toys. And get ready for the cold with 50 to 60% off outerwear for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Saturday is Kohl's Super Saturday. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit USPS.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Okay.
Three.
The joke is not going to be on you. It'll probably be on us. I'm betting it's not going to take a lot of heavy lifting. We've had hard ones and easy ones this week. I don't know if there've been any in the middle of the road, though, Kenny. There've been, well, we had two hard ones, a couple of easy ones. This ought to be like, hello.
Semi-easy, but with a twist.
No, I think you'll find it out fairly quickly. 888-302-3684. If you can figure out the connection, the combination here for the My Three Thought.
Your three thongs.
The three thongs.
You're saucy.
Yes.
One thong is not enough.
An idea just popped into my head that I'm going to quickly erase from my mind. Okay, so the answer here is fairly easy. By the time we get to the second one, you'll have figured it out. And then you can call us at 888-302-DOUG. Tell us what you think connects these three songs. First one is by Duran Duran called A View to the Kill.
Nice.
Number one from this week in 1985, and it was in 12 other countries beside our country where it was number one. Their 13th single, Duran Duran, second one to reach number one, the other one being Reflex in 1984. All right, so crank it up, Kara, for a minute. What imagery comes into your mind when you hear this song? All right, so that's song number one. Number two is Madonna and Die Another Day. Number one during this week in 2002. In fact, the song was so popular, it was number one on Billboard's end of the year dance charts for both 2002 and 2003. Also made the top 10 in a number of other countries. 21 other countries saw this thing on their hit charts. Some say it was... Madonna was pretty much known for dance music, wasn't it? I mean, that was her claim to fame.
Well, at the beginning, she was very poppy, and then somewhere around 2000, yes, now all of her later music has been very dancey, using electronics and stuff. Yeah.
Okay, so View to the Kill, the first one by Duran Duran, Die Another Day by Madonna, the third song in our My Three Songs contest by Sheena Eastman. Number one during this week in 1981. This is their biggest worldwide hit, by the way. 15 other countries have this on the top of their charts. Bill Conti wrote the song, wanted to give it to Donna Summer or Dusty Springfield, but the label was impressed with Sheena Easton, and that's why. This was right after Morning Train. Remember that? Yes,
yeah, my morning baby takes
oh
morning
my God,
train.
What a great, song.
Great song.
What a great pop hit that is. What a great song. All right, so anyway, this is not cut from the same cloth by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a good song. You can crank it up, Kara, if you'd like a little bit for a moment. Listening quite pleased with themselves. Let's find out. Rose, have I ever spoken to you before?
Maybe I'm unknown.
Wait a minute, Kara. Where's Rose? Rose! Hi! Have I ever spoken to you before?
No.
Never in 100, never in 1,000, never in a million years.
Will you ever speak to Dougie again? Will be the question after this call.
Yeah. Rose is listening to us in Anchorage. Probably as warm up there as it is over many parts of the lower 48 today. What's temperature where you are, Rose?
I think it's about 28.
Yeah, not bad. Ooh. What are you working? You're in a bar? What are you doing?
No, I'm in a cab.
A cab?
Cab.
The cabbie's listening. Good for him.
Where have you been, you naughty girl?
All right, never mind. What's the theme that brings all these three songs together, Rose?
The 007.
Yes, that's right. They are all themes from James Bond movies, which are obviously pop hits. They are designed to be pop hits, so they call more attention to the movie. Good job, Rose. Have a safe ride with the cabbie. Hold on a second. Kara's going to talk to you. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, if there's anything serious going on with your pet's health, be sure to speak to more than one veterinarian. Pet guardians are frequently loyal to their pet's doctor to a fault, not wanting to offend the vet by seeing someone else. Well, most veterinarians are extremely professional and will not hold it against you if you seek out another opinion. In fact, they may encourage it. If your dog's vet becomes annoyed because you want to get a second opinion, it's time to get a new vet. Your dog is a member of the family. If any other member of the family were ill and the doctor's advice wasn't adding up, once you find another doctor, you bet you would. Do the same for your four-footed best friend. It's only fair. And here's an important factor. Here's when to get a second opinion. Anytime surgery is suggested, I always recommend getting a second opinion. Anytime your dog is being treated for something and isn't clearing up like the vet said it would, a second opinion. And remember this, there are specialists in a veterinary field just like in a human field. So if you have a specific problem with your dog or your cat, check out a veterinary specialist in your area. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Program with a couple of items from the Food for Thought Department. Gary Marshall is turning 81 today, so if you're looking things over at DougSteffen.com, you'll see that he is responsible for our thought for the day. It's always helpful to learn from your mistakes, because then your mistakes seem worthwhile. That's quite intelligent, I think. Don't you? We all look back at our mistakes and say, oh, man, I wish the hell I hadn't done that. And then when you think about what you learned in that circumstance, it's, hey, it's good. Yeah. Learn from your mistake. Can't do anything about it anyway. You are in the now. I think I saw last night, I forget which television program I was watching, sort of flipping back and forth between Blacklist and Scandal. And one of them, on one, was a quick thought, a flash, that really meant a lot to me. You have nowhere else that you're in the now, in essence. You have no place else to go, or place. You have no place to be except in the now. You are here and now. The old mistakes mean nothing. And you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. So you're in the now. Quote of the day comes from Kylie Jenner.
Oh, boy.
Quote,
are you sure? Are you sure you want to do this?
Yes, I am quite sure, actually, okay. If I want to do this.
All right.
You can put the timer on, really set it up, and then take your selfie. She was on the selfie station that she's set up in her glam room, otherwise known as the bathroom. So comments.
It's actually her closet. She is has it? This gigantic closet.
Really?
And she has a selfie
station.
How do you know
station.
That? How do you know it? Because it's been on the news. She's been, I mean, this has been around, this
really?
Story, that she has this selfie station in her closet so she can take a ton of pictures of herself.
Really? Isn't that amazing, huh?
Wouldn't it be nice to live in the bubble that the Kardashians live in?
Yeah.
Because they do live in a bubble.
They do. And worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
I'm not saying that their life is easy. They've had
They created
happen.
Their own life. They've but created what, out of nothing, they have a $65, $70 million a year enterprise going on that's based on nothing. And I think that had they not met, what's his face, they never would have gotten anywhere. If they had not met Ryan Seacrest, it would never have happened. He's the one responsible for seeing that they could have been, you know, created as sort of a car wreck and the perfect place in the world in Los Angeles. Where better to have a family gathering such as this?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, think about it. So there
it's
you go.
It's all his fault.
Yep, it sort of is, in a manner of speaking. Trending at DougStephan.com today, the airstrikes that have perhaps gotten rid of Jihadi John. Jihadi John up in smoke. And I just I made reference to the pictures, but you've seen these pictures, not necessarily just on television programs, but in the news and stuff, how quickly when these missiles hit those, whether it's a building or a person or a car or something, the stuff is just, it evaporates, it's gone. The blast is so focused and strong that the whatever is in the target range is vaporized. Nothing left. So that could be the fate of Jihadi John. Also in the trending box, Donald Trump attacking Ben Carson, focused on Carson's biography. Very childish. It seems like he doesn't like it because Carson's book is selling better. And how can you believe that stuff? Come on, Donald. You can do better than that. Give it a break. Go after Hillary's hair again or something. But leave the guy. I just think you look small. Somebody said to me, well, why is the attack on her hair not small? Because that's fun.
Because she's
silly.
A woman.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Right.
Yeah,
and then there is this. This is the story that a lot of people are talking about as the week comes to an end. The whole politically correct issue. College students around the country standing in solidarity with Missouri University and the protests going on there. Michael Middleton, who is 68 years of age, new president, who is leading the Missouri system now, spent 3 decades working in the system. He is one of the first blacks to graduate from its law school, so he's been through the system, knows the system, was on the board of trustees, apparently, for the system, and they've decided that he can calm things down. Is that just because of the color of his skin? Question that's legitimate and could be asked. Or is it because he does understand the system? So what is there? I guess that's the question that always comes up under circumstances like this, and I'm interested in everybody's point of view on this. So a white guy can't address the needs of the black students, but a black guy can address the needs of white students. Is that?
Guess that's how it is.
Is that how it is?
I think that's how it is.
That's kind of what this. You could easily make that argument in this circumstance. Right? Couldn't you?
It's a great argument. Yes, you can definitely say that.
Why is skin the problem? The color of one's skin. Was this, and I'm asking this question because I do not know the answer. You all know, if you've been listening to me for a long time, that I spent 12 years on the board of trustees of my alma mater in Ohio, Heidelberg University. 12 wonderful years. It was one of the most important things in my life in that time. And I was proud of the things that I did because I had an impact. And I don't mind saying this, I had a large impact on what went on in the school. I did. And it was something that meant a lot to me. So when I see a story like this, I remember, and this is a story that I don't think I've ever told on the air before, and I may not have told it in much of a public position, but I think it fits here. Mm-hmm. We had twice during my tenure there, we needed a new president, and I was the chairman of the Presidential Search Committee on both occasions. And so the first time around, I was new, and we had a couple of other, the people who became my best friends on the board and who stayed with the three of us more or less were responsible for most of the change. One of them was a lady who graduated a year ahead of me, and the other one was a fellow local businessman with whom I'm very close to both of them still. So we went through the process of picking a new president, and we found we had 64, 65 applications, and this would have been in the year, I was on the board from 2000 to 2012, so this would have been around 2001, 2002. Heidelberg is in a small Midwestern community, about 35, 40,000 people live in the county. Been there since 1846. It was a Christian school started by a bunch of ministers to train ministers, and then it became a teaching college, and then obviously it expanded from there. So we went through the process. It took us about 2.5, 3 months, and we decided that the best candidate for the presidency of the school was a black guy who was the dean. I probably ought not to dig in this too far because I don't want everybody. Well, let's just say he was the dean of students at a very large, Ivy League school. All right? He was married to a blonde. And there were 12 of us on the committee, I think, if I remember correctly. I'm trying to remember which one of these, because we did another search after this one failed. And it failed because the chairman of the board of trustees at the time said the school and the community couldn't hack having a black guy as president of Heidelberg. Now, remember, all of us on the committee voted unanimously. And this is, I was the farthest off the mark from anybody. The rest of them are all Midwestern business people. The guy who ran the largest insurance company in Ohio, a fellow that I became very good friends with, a wonderful man. And he was so angry. And at the time, he was vice chairman of the board. He was so angry he was going to quit, and I had to talk him out of that because it just was wrong. What went on, the guy hired a private investigator to get some dirt on this guy because he was so opposed to having him. And if we had made a recommendation to the Board of Trustees, they would have taken it, and they would have voted on him, and they would have put him in because we had done the work, and we had all of our ducks in a row, and it was a good decision. This guy probably would have been a pretty good president, but he never got there because the chairman didn't want him because he was black. And he used all kinds of different excuses, and maybe he was right, maybe he wouldn't have fit well into the community. But that just underscores, hello, what in the world goes on in people's minds that they don't want somebody like this just because of the color of their skin? It's anathema to me. I've grown up, maybe because of the diversity in the community where I grew up, maybe that's why I have the opinion that I do. But I didn't pick this guy because he was black. I picked him because he had an extraordinarily good, strong record as a college educator. He'd been in the system, this particular school, he'd been there for 13 years, but he'd been around for, I don't know, 24, 25, 26 years. And he was really very good. I never met his wife. I just knew he was married to a blonde. Never saw her. I only saw him once. And it never got anywhere. It was torpedoed because of the reason that I just explained. So what would you do in that circumstance? Jennifer, if you were on the board with me and you heard that, what would you have done?
That's a great question. I probably would have spoken up. I mean, mm-hmm. I believe that people should be judged on their merit and their actions. And I think it's silly that we get involved with who fits in, who does. I mean, it's too bad that that still happens. It makes me sad that it still does.
Mm-hmm.
Because, not everybody is perfect for every job. I don't believe that just because...
No, he wasn't perfect, but he was good.
Yeah, but
he
I don't believe
good.
That
he would have been
there's
good.
A lot of people that say, women need to be on the front lines of the military. Yeah. They need to be firefighters. Well, yeah, if they can pass the right tests and they're great candidates, then go for it. I don't think that we need to do every single job the same. I think we should be celebrated for our differences. But to let that kind of stuff hold you back, it's too bad.
How about you, Kenny?
Yeah.
You've never heard me tell that. I don't think I've ever told that story in the year before.
No, I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
I think that just like with politics, there are so many good and valid reasons to disagree with somebody, mm-hmm. whether it's their job history or performance, whatever, mm-hmm. that bringing things like race into it is just—it's just stupid.
It's backward.
Yeah,
it's just not. It doesn't make any sense. Why in the world would you not like somebody because of the color of their skin? It says if they're lousy, bad people. There are a lot of black people who are lousy, bad people. A lot of white people who are lousy, bad people. A lot of people of different colors, races, and whatever
people
that
on
are
their
bad
actions.
People.
But you know, you kind of equate it to what's going on now. And
yeah, I did. Yeah.
And now with everything blowing up, and with this million student march, you also have to. We have to figure out how we can really focus on the bad stuff that's happening and not
fix it.
Let all this circus stuff go on.
Yep.
And take away
it is
from
a circus. This million,
it's a circus.
This circus. I want free tuition. Get lost.
Right.
You want free tuition? Go live in this in Ethiopia or something.
This is a
get
class
out of here.
There, the kids that are in college right now have had an incredibly easy go of it, and they didn't have a lot of lore in their life. There's a lot of entitlements going on, and you know, somehow we have to fix that, and that's a cultural thing more than a student thing. We have to fix that people actually have to work and earn things in this country, and not just use opportunities like race. I mean, that's horrible to use someone's legitimate problems to create something that you could create an opportunity for yourself.
Yeah. All right, so food for thought anyway. 46 past the hour. Jennifer reports on some of the television news next year on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
It is the fifth leading cause of death from cancer in men, but now the results of a groundbreaking study just released in The Lancet Oncology show promise in improving screening for prostate cancer. Joseph Bernardo is president of the clinical next generation sequencing and oncology business at Thermo Fisher Scientific.
The goal of our collaboration with the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm is to develop a more precise test for prostate cancer than relying just on the prostate-specific antigen, better known as PSA.
The PSA test has been shown to have a high false positive rate, which can sometimes lead to unnecessary and painful treatments. This study, called Stockholm 3, showed a 30% reduction in biopsies without compromising the number of actual cancers diagnosed.
The study authors conclude that a 30% reduction in prostate biopsies would translate to 300,000 fewer procedures in the United States. So in addition to improving patient experience and outcome, there is also the potential for significant healthcare cost savings.
Learn more about Stockholm 3 at news.thermofisher.com.
Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday. This Saturday, hurry in and get early bird savings till 1 p.m. Like 10 to 50% off, plus an extra 20% off toys. And get ready for the cold with 50 to 60% off outerwear for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Saturday is Kohl's Super Saturday. Flex styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I teach philosophy, and my philosophy on investing is simple. Get someone else to do it. That stuff is harder than explaining Nicomachean ethics to freshmen. So I got TIAA CREF. They manage over $800 billion globally, and they've got a lot of industry accolades. Not totally sure what they all mean, but I do know it means they've got my back.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
All right. The CBS coverage of this Democratic presidential debate, Jen, is going to be on their streaming service. We were wondering about that before. CBSN, it's a free service streaming the debate live, but they're not going to carry it on CBS TV.
Oh, no, they are. It'll be on CBS TV.
Really?
I just looked it up. Yeah.
The CBS News website is CBSN.
Right.
I thought it was not going to be on. This is kind of a unique thing to CBS. Anyway, so there's that. There was a lot of vitriol this week between Bill O'Reilly and George Will. O'Reilly has a book called Killing Reagan, and George Will took him to task for some of the things that were written, including that the president was occasionally mentally incapable of serving. I don't know if you have that audio or not, Kara, but whoever has heard this. Kenny, did you hear any of this?
No, I did not.
Wow. Pretty.
It got intense. It got
between
the two of them.
Yep.
Will saying that there are just a lot of inaccuracies in Bill O'Reilly's book, Killing Reagan.
So what else is new?
You know.
O'Reilly has been do a couple of fiction books. I think O'Reilly did a couple of books that were fictional in a manner of speaking.
More than we thought.
Yeah, his Killing series has been huge, though. What has he done? Killing Kennedy, Killing Lincoln.
Yeah, right.
Really.
Yeah. Audio, 75% of holiday shoppers are going to pick up a consumer electronics item. TV sales expected to take a back seat as more people are buying tech stuff.
Thank you for letting me do the TV report.
Oh, it is the television report. Jennifer, nice job. My God, what a good job you did. 51 after.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, the holidays. There are a number of things that you need to know about your trip, including what to do if you're delayed at the airport. I have a couple of interesting stories to relate to Pauline Frommer, who is here from Frommers.com, the home of Frommer's Travel Guide, a family known for decades as a preeminent source of information if you're a traveler. So we'll check in with her in a moment here on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Cole Super Saturday. This Saturday, hurry in and get early bird savings till 1 p.m. Like 10 to 50% off, plus an extra 20% off toys. And get ready for the cold with 50 to 60% off outerwear for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Saturday is Kohl's Super Saturday. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer's Travel Guide, Frommers.com. She and her father have been, I bet you were on a plane going someplace when you were just a couple of months old, Pauline, right?
Yeah, I started traveling when I was 4 months old. Went to Europe, although in those days we went to Europe on a boat. I guess that it shows how old I am.
There you go. I have not been to Europe on a boat. Been around Europe on boats, but never been across the North Atlantic on one. That must have been an interesting trip. All right, so let's focus.
I was 4 months old, so I don't know.
You
don't
remember it anyway, right? I understand. A couple of things. A lady in my life just got back from a two-week trip to Egypt. She took a trip up and down the Nile, the usual pyramids, the things that you obviously want to do if you go over to Egypt. But she said that travel there, tourism, when she was talking to the people there, has really taken a big hit. Doesn't surprise a lot of people because of the unrest there, but also the crash of the plane in the Sinai. So one wonders if it is safe. She was perfectly safe, although they have bodyguards and stuff on this particular trip. But does it pay to think about, and is it less expensive to go to some of these areas of the world where there may be some subtle unrest, and maybe some of the unrest isn't quite so subtle?
Yeah, it's always cheaper to go to a place that people are scared to go to. I would say look at the State Department website first. Your lady friend obviously went with a group, so yes, they kept her safe. The people who have been going alone to Egypt have been getting into trouble. They've been finding they take, you know, a solitary guided tour into the desert to see the pyramids, and then before they're allowed to go back on their horse or camel or whatever, they have to pay a bribe.
Yeah, right.
We've heard some bad stories out of Egypt. Mm-hmm. I personally wouldn't go there now. So she was lucky she was able to without
any incident. She had a great trip. Very excited about the outcome of the trip.
But, you know, it's not just Egypt. You don't have to go places that are dangerous to save money. Economists are saying that the Australian dollar, a very safe country, is plunging because of problems in their mining industry and will soon be at 50 Australian cents to our dollar,
really?
Which is about half of what it used to be. I was there a year ago. It cost $7 for a coffee. Now it'll cost like a dollar.
Not even Starbucks, right?
They do have Starbucks, but not in Starbucks. Why go to Starbucks in Australia?
Good. Why go to Starbucks here is probably a good question. One of the things that happened to her when she was traveling back and forth, she went through Paris, and there was a four-hour wait while she was at the airport, and there were listening. She did exciting things like listen to me on the radio over there. What happens with people when they do have a lot of extra time? Because there'll be more people traveling this year, a lot of people on Thanksgiving and through the Christmas holidays. So if you're stuck, what do you do at the airport?
Well, believe it or not, there are lots of things to do at the airport now. I was just at San Francisco International. There's a yoga room there. There's a spa. There's all kinds of great shopping. The thing about holiday travel is give yourself that extra time. There are going to be more people traveling this year than since the recession of 2008, 3% more than last year. I think it's an ugly number, like 23.5 million people, something like 65,000 a day. So it's going to be ugly at the airport. So give yourself time.
And bring a good book or find a place to go sit. There, you can get a good relax the back sort of thing if you want to spend $30 for 15 minutes. Pauline Frommer, Frommer's Travel Guide. Check it out at Frommer's, F-R-O.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.